So at some level, the only time that someone is going to jump the gap of where they are and where they want to really be is that I'm so hungry that I will do anything, but I'm uncomfortable. Well, not that much. Well, but I feel like it's too vulnerable. Well, you actually don't want that. You don't want the change enough.
Welcome to Rethink Real Estate. My name is Ben Brady, and this is a real estate podcast aimed to deliver sales strategies, marketing tips, and business insights from industry experts and myself to build a listing-focused business for the future. Let's get into it. Well, folks, we're back with Julia. Julia, hello.
Hi, Ben.
Oh, that sounded really like a phone voice. You know what I mean? Have you ever seen somebody or been with them where they're talking to you and they're like, oh yeah, hi, how you doing? And then their phone rings, they pick up the phone like, hi.
No, you're really one of my favorite people to be with. It was very sincere, like, hey, oh, hey.
Oh, right. Because like the greatest phone voice in the world is Calista's mum, Carlene. She'd be sitting there like talking to you in monotone and all like, blah, blah, blah. And then phone rings, hello, this is Carlene speaking.
It's so good.
So, we've got some exciting stuff to go through today because I think that one of the things that I'm excited about is that we released this to our network of people and have had a really great response with it because I think it's one of those missing links. And when I say it's a missing link, it's something that you and I constantly say and people are probably sick and tired of me beating them over the head with the saying, and maybe you as well, is that, you know, our business of real estate is something that is not based around skill set. It should be based around mindset. And I understand that people that probably are just starting their real estate journey would be listening to this going, you are kidding me, right? And it's so funny. I said this to somebody the other day and I thought it was a really good synopsis of where the work that you offer has made, I think, myself infinitely better at reading an individual situation is that too often we do a lot of skill set training, and that skill set training and that script training prepares us to answer a situation or a question before it's even played out and not even think about the person on the other end of that sharp response. And at the end of the day, the response, regardless of the person that you're in front of, 80% of the time is probably going to be the same if you're not overly perceptive and just literally listening to their situation and taking on board who they are, where they are, identifying maybe some of the individual things in that moment that you're able to identify with, and reading the situation for what it actually is and then responding is probably the real gold in the equation. It's probably one of the reasons, and I'm going on about this, it's probably one of the reasons that some of the best people in our industry of real estate, you meet them, and they are not overly impressive people.
Totally.
They're probably.
You're hitting on something that I feel like is like a human problem, right? Which is our ability as people to go on autopilot, right? Like we go on autopilot. Like think about the last time that you drove home from work or the gym or the grocery store and you're not even thinking about it. You're just on autopilot, right? And so I think that, again, we don't have a skill problem. I think we have a consciousness problem. I think we have an awareness problem. But it's easier to blame it on reality, skills, technique, right? It's so easy to blame it on those things. But I don't think we have a skill problem. I think we have a consciousness problem.
Well, so let's dive into the actual reason or the exciting part about this. You've put out a mastermind with Julia, sort of a sequence of training. When I say training's horrible, Jesus, I've really messed that up. It's not a sequence of training. It's a
life-changing experience.
Well, what would we call it rather than training? What is it?
So it's growth coaching.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's more than that because growth coaching, I think that what we do is something where we get to discuss the individual moments and everything along those lines only because we've done a series of work before that. We get to reassess what I've done and how I can do it better and all of those different things. I think that what you're offering is the fundamental foundation to actually being aware of that stuff.
Yeah, but if you remember where you and I started was this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It is the foundation. I think it's the foundational work that's going to help everybody grow. Because again, what we look at is we're motivated by two things, pain and pleasure, right? Mm-hmm. And so generally, again, people can, it's not that we can't change, right? Or that these tools aren't working. It's just generally when they aren't working any longer, that people will dive into where they needed to start all along, which is the work that I think, not to toot your horn, but if I was for a second, that's the work that we're bringing into your team, right? Is that we at some level have to recognize that the tools that we have are only going to get us so far, and therefore we need different tools, and that's what these are.
So if I'm sitting there on the other end of this podcast and I'm listening to this, it's like, well, what is it? What are you guys talking about? The mastermind with yourself is structured how and why?
Oh, good question. So what I have found in the power of a mastermind group is two things. Number one, it's exposure to many minds. That's the idea of the mastermind, right? Is that we all at some level look at problems differently. And so when you get a collective group of people together who are unbiased about your experience and what's going on in your world, I actually can provide really incredible solutions, even if I'm not in the same industry. And sometimes it's better if I'm not, because I don't have all the biases, right? If one real estate agent goes to talk to another real estate agent, they start talking about how the buyer's never blank, or my managing broker always blank, or whatever, fill in the gap. We all have a million things to complain about, right? And if I keep going to people in my sphere, they're going to go, oh, me too. And we only perpetuate the problem. It never gets better, because we all love one more, right? The confirmation bias to prove I'm right, they're wrong. See, I told you this is hard. See, I told you my managing broker doesn't hear me. See, I told you I don't have enough tools, and on and on and on. However, when I sit with someone that's either A, not in my industry, or B, not in my my brokerage, or C, not even right doing the same things that I'm doing, I actually get a different perspective that, though it might be a naive one, might change the game. It might change how I approach it, because there's no bias to it.
Yep.
That's always the power of mastermind. The second thing that I think is important in understanding mastermind is master your mind. All of us are trying to master all of the things around us, right? We're trying to have more money. We're trying to script it out better. We're trying to build a better house, a better business. We're trying to actually master all of the things around us, and come to find out at the end of the day, we can't control any of it. I mean, look at the real estate market right now. We can't control any of it. And I can't control how they're going to respond. And even if the script works, they might change their mind and change what they're going to say back to me. Like, there is nothing that I can control. There is really, at some level, no mastery out there. The mastery begins with me. The mastery is me being able to take responsibility for the only thing that I can control, which is the way that I show up. It's the thoughts that I think. It's the emotions that I start to feel. And it's what I do with all of that information. It's the actions that I take. That's ultimately the power of a mastermind group.
So bringing people to the comfort that at the end of the day, control is not something that most of us have, and getting comfortable with that would probably be one of the first steps in this whole journey.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, followed. Followed by what?
Well, I mean, I think at some level we all run up against pride and ego. I think especially people in real estate.
Oh, there's no question. It's like you said at the beginning of this, when I was sort of giving an assessment, it's like, oh, you think it's like a human problem, like it's a life problem, all of those different things. No, it seems to be really hyper accentuated in real estate.
Well, again, because if you think about the reason that the majority of people get into real estate, it's to make more money. Right? Like, that's the idea. And so if I can make more money, if you keep pulling that thread, it's to make more money so that I can look better and put more out there. And I'm not saying, again, please don't hear me wrong, money is great. I've had it. I've not had it. I've had all the things. I understand that. But what gets us in the business is generally this pride and ego thing. And so at some level, I have a really hard time raising my hand and going, I'm stuck, or I don't know what I'm doing, or I'm successful, but I'm not fulfilled, or my personal life is falling apart, or I'm making money, but I'm not keeping money, right? Like, at some level, we start to live in the facade, and then we're putting that out there to social media, and everybody sees us as that guy or that girl. And now I'm stuck on this perpetual hamster wheel of, it needs to look perfect or the right way or successful. And then who am I to raise my hand and say, I'm stuck? I don't know what I'm doing.
Can you go through the, like, say somebody's listening to this and they're like, oh, what are you talking about? Like, they're probably just, maybe numb. They probably feel numb at the moment. Yeah. That probably is the first indication that you probably need something a little bit more, and you might need to look into some of this work. And, you know, certainly this mastermind program could ideally be for you. What are some of the other leading indicators that somebody might need to rethink the strategy that they're currently on, rethink the path that they're on, all of that?
Yeah, I think that it would be, it's your and my favorite quote, right? It's that success without significance. It's that question of, is there something more, right? Like you crawl into bed at the end of the day, and whether you did 10 deals or one or none, you still go, man, is there something more, right? Like there's just this subtlety about it where you feel successful, but you don't feel significant. I think that is a key indicator. I think that anxiety and depression, right? Like, or good days, bad days, ups and downs, right? Like, and a lot of us, again, build our career in anxiety. We build our career in stress. We build our career in like last minute deadlines and all the things. But at some level, if we're popping pills and drinking more booze and eating more food and not like our body, like that's not sustainable. Yep. And so again, we're in an industry that makes it look like, oh, well, that's normal. That's not normal. You know, like that's not normal. So I think that's a key indicator. And then I think just anybody who's looking at the marketplace and going, okay, things are changing and we actually don't know what's going to happen in the next year. Like we couldn't have predicted these last couple of years, and it's becoming more obvious that I can't predict what's next. And in theory, on paper, I know that there's different seller, right? There's different market cycles, buyer's market, seller's market, right? We know that we have all the infrastructure to understand the different market cycles, but we fear ourselves. Like we fear that we actually don't have the tools to know how to navigate this mentally or emotionally. That's also another key indicator.
So there's a part of this that I think that people might underestimate, is that they might feel uncomfortable coming into a group environment, and you know, whether or not they do participate and talk about this type of stuff in that group environment, they might just be a spectator. Because trust me, there's people in these type of mastermind programs or in these settings that they will come forward, they will talk about what they want to learn and all of that type of stuff. I have to admit, I certainly got a great deal out of doing this individually with you, but the best thing that I saw was when we did this with our team, and I saw it from a third party perspective develop and them go through the same things that I went through, but also not only the same emotions, the same thought process, the same everything. It was also to see different reactions and pick up on things differently on others. It's kind of almost like it would be the greatest TV show in the world, but I don't want to sort of label it like that. But I guess that
we are where this is going to be the next reality show. Just don't anybody.
That's right. Yeah. When you look into this, guys, and you sign up for it, is that you're signing a disclaimer.
Read the terms and conditions.
But I think that from a learning perspective is that some of us don't really absorb. Like very, very often I get incredibly frustrated when I listen to something, maybe another podcast or something from a learning perspective. And I'm going to do an episode on the podcast of what goes unsaid. And it's a really important thing for me, is that I'm going to try and draw it back to a situation in real estate that people might resonate with to our audience, is that every now and then, or when I say every now and then, all the time at the moment in this marketplace, I'm being asked by agents, should I take on an overpriced listing or take on a listing where a seller wants too much? My answer is always yes, because regardless of your relationship with them, even if you are really close and they're family members and they're really close friends, or you have no idea who this person is and you only just met them over a couple of meetings and you're going to list their home, the likelihood of them telling you the absolute honest truth of their individual financial situation and everything to do with them is likely not going to happen in any way, shape, or form. And you really have to dive in and dig in to that process and go through that process in order to really understand where they are at. After you give them a situation, a scenario, or maybe there's a little bit of tension or friction, really you do find out.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with this type of work that goes a little bit deeper, is that if you don't know how you're feeling at the moment and you ultimately are numb, and if I asked you, how are you? No, really, how are you? And you ask dive, they're like, you'd probably get frustrated before you gave an answer. Yeah. And or you would just make one up, some bullshit answer that doesn't make sense, right?
Right.
If you're that person, this setting is perfect.
Well, and you know, it's so interesting though. I I would lean in there just a little bit because I think, Ben, I think hunger is an incredible motivator, right? Like if you were starving, right? If you were starving, hadn't eaten in 7 days, what would keep you from just walking into a store and just at some level going, someone help me, anybody, I'll eat anything. Why? Because I'm so fucking hungry. I'll ask for anything, right? Anything. We as people are so quote unquote fat, lazy, and numb, and it's hurting us. It's actually hindering us. If you won't change if you don't want it bad enough, you just won't. Malcolm X says, if you don't hate it, you're going to tolerate it. So what I would say to that person is, if you tolerate it, and I'm not saying that anything is bad, like your life doesn't have to be bad, but for me, good never felt good to me. Never. That's mediocrity to me. So at some level, the only time that someone is going to jump the gap of where they are and where they want to really be is that I'm so hungry that I will do anything. Well, but I'm uncomfortable. Well, not that much. Well, but I feel like it's too vulnerable. Well, you actually don't want that. You don't want the change enough, right? Well, yeah. Well, it's just kind of scary. Obviously not that scary. Well, I'm just afraid that I might do the wrong thing. You must not be that afraid, right? And it's almost like what we're doing is we're accommodating to some of the concerns more than we're actually leaning into the hunger and turn up the hunger for our future's sake, right? So at some level, when I talk to so many of your agents, even at the event at Hype and on phone calls, these people are hungry. Like they're coming. I mean, I sat with people like tears running down their face, and not again because it's bad, but because it's good, and good is the new bad. Like, I don't want to be good. I want to be great. I don't want to settle. I want excellence. I don't want to be freaked out. I want to be living on fire. I don't need it to be perfect. I just want to be alive. Mm-hmm. Now you're talking, right? That to me is what, honestly, I'm excited about this particular group because people are hungry.
Yeah. Yeah. So give us an outline of what the program looks like over X number of weeks and what it ultimately is. There's going to be a great deal more information below, but this is something that I think that regardless of whether you're in real estate or you're in any individual industry, it's not related to real estate. It's mastermind in general.
Yeah.
With Julia Gentry, you've got to obviously take advantage of somebody that understands this work as deeply as what Julia does in order to get better at the work you do on a daily basis.
Totally. Well, and just to give some context for people who don't know who I am, you know, my background is in real estate. So I got into real estate in 2008, right? When all of us, we all remember what happened in 2008. Well, at that time I was 21 years old. I was too stupid to know anything different. So we decided to pick a niche because everybody said, do that, pick a niche. We picked short sales. Nobody knew what short sales were at the time, including myself, right? Like I was reading scripts and like trusting the process. And within 2 short years, we had bought and sold millions of dollars worth of real estate. I mean, we had we staffed up. I mean, we truly built a business very quickly. However, I didn't know all the things that I'm teaching in this mastermind group, right? This was, yes, I had all the skills. I had all the scripts. I had all the technique. I had spent thousands of dollars on coaches in this industry. All of them at some level did work, right? Until I found myself 3 years later, $100,000 in debt, living in my mom's basement after the market had changed again. Why? Because I hadn't mastered my mind. I had used all of the skill sets on top of the wrong mindset, and that could only take me so far, right? And so what bridged the gap for me was all of the growth coaching that now we're putting in this mastermind group of, okay, great, skill sets, great. We're not saying we're not going to use it. We're actually not even not going to talk about it. We will. We're going to be talking about, how do you make sure that you do stand out from the competition? And how do you understand that you're making decisions from your values? And how do you make sure that you aren't, you know, making your calls and then not making your calls and making your calls and not making your calls? Like, we're going to talk about some of the technical, tactical things. Those are important, but we're going to layer it in skill set, heart set, mindset. I'm sorry, mindset, heart set, skill set every single session. So it's a 6-month program designed to actually walk you through the dream framework, which is the ability to bridge the gap between where you are and where you want to be. So we dig in as deep as identifying beliefs that don't serve you. We actually introduce you to your fire, that give a damn, the one that you go, I'm hungry enough to get up out of bed in the morning and to keep going all day long. It's something that most of us haven't tapped into. We help you identify your vision, right? Your values, the place in which you're going to ultimately learn how to make decisions, not because the world around you is, you know, positioning everything to look perfect, but because you're resolved to make the world look a better place when you get your hands on it. then we'll start to look at topics like the ones that I mentioned, where we're actually talking about how to process map better, how to prospect better, how to build a business and not just chase a buck, and how to actually have some emotional intelligence in any changing market. Because we don't. Like, everybody starts to freak out when things are going bad, and then everybody's on a high when things are going good. And at some level, you're like, this is cheap. This is cheap. Anybody can do that. That's right.
So I guess that if I'm thinking about doing this, is that coming in and doing the work and getting that foundation, I think that there's a part of that that resonated with me, is that it's not so much, it's giving a damn, it's not chasing a buck. Mm-hmm. And the work that you're giving is a foundation that people in this industry are always looking to build a team and always frightened that that team is going to erode underneath them, and they that when people change or move on or whatever, it completely erodes their business. The thing that I would say to them is that if you're looking to actually take your business to the next level, you have to have the foundation of this stuff in order to do so. Otherwise, it won't be sustainable. Like, too often in our industry, we see people have great years and then not great years. But even then, is that some people have great years and never can get back to that mark again, is because I think that they're missing the fundamentals of not chasing a buck. It's actually got to be a bigger and deeper picture to be sustainable the whole way through. And if you're looking to grow a business with people, this work here is the foundation that you can grow, and you can get them sticky. People will stay if you give them purpose, you give them vision, and you give them a mission, and you connect them to that. But if you don't know what that is for you at the moment, then how can you expect people to stay just because?
Yeah. I mean, I think what's so interesting about this work is that we are our own self-fulfilling prophecies. Henry Ford even said, if you think you can, you can. And if you think you can't, you can't. Right? Like, at some level, we will manifest whatever we want to be true, even if we don't want it to be. Well, I could never hire a team because people are just going to come and go. Guess what kind of team they're going to hire? Those that come and go.
Yeah.
Or they might not even start. Why? Because they're full, right? I heard someone say the other day, the acronym for fear is false expectations appearing real, right? So I think that that's so true. I mean, we're like literally looking at our past or someone else's journey, and we're throwing it on our future. And we literally go, well, mindset, that just seems a little woo-woo. Okay, then you keep doing what you've always done, expecting a different result, and you just end up insane like everybody else. Why? Because we don't understand that actually my results are 100% in alignment with my beliefs. Well, no, that's not true, because the economy and the world and my in-laws and my spouse and my bank account and my banker, no, that has nothing to do with our results. The only thing that we actually can control is how we think and the actions we take, which, come to find out, I can change the actions I take by way of the thoughts that I think. So all of this is not happening to us. It's happening for us. We just didn't know it begins with a mindset. And so part of this is actually giving people the framework. So I'm just like you, Ben. I'm a tactical gal. So I don't like ambiguity. Though I'm a figure it outer kind of girl, I'm a don't tell me what to do, I'll do it better kind of person. Like, I really do love that adventure. I love the exposure to something that I've never done before. But I need frameworks just like anybody else. So this is actually going to give people the framework to master their minds. This isn't going to be some like nice theory that you have to like unpack by yourselves in a bathtub after yoga on a nice summer day. Like, this is actually going to be framework that someone can walk away and go, oh my gosh, like, I didn't know that that was my limiting belief, and I didn't know that that was my vision. And now I understand how in a moment I can actually change my thought pattern to not think like this anymore and to start thinking like that anymore. And I can build my business like this, and I can create values like that. Then I can have a process map that does this, and then I can hire from, like, it gets that tactical.
Yeah.
Right. And even some of your top earners. I mean, if you sat down with Shelley Griffin and you asked her literally, how did they take what they learned from me into where they are today as a business? She could show you a map. Yeah. I mean, we're building process maps now that are built on all of the growth work that they've done these last couple of years.
Well, the number one office in our network is led by a group that you do a lot of work with based around this stuff. We're not sitting there telling them how to, you know, do scripts and whatever it may be. The retention of their agents and the success has been built off the foundation of values, visions, and missions. And then the number one agent for our entire network is Shelley Griffin out of that same office as well. So, you know, success leaves clues, and 100%. There's a clue there. So 100%. there's information in the show notes. There's obviously information that you guys can reach out to us. Julia, what's your email address so that someone could shoot you an email if they wanted to sort of ask you a few more questions?
Yep, it's julia@thedreamfactoryandco.com.
Perfect. Well, we'll make sure that all of that information is below. But guys, obviously Julia is the Rethink Real Estate Growth Coach. So this isn't the last you're hearing of Julia, but this is a chance to dive a little bit deeper than just the one session every now and then on our podcast, because we've had a great deal of people reach out to us asking us about the different transformations that certainly a lot of our people within our company have made, myself personally, as well as Calista. And I think that this is a chance for you to dive deeper if you want to. Don't be afraid. So about 75% of our audience hasn't liked, followed, or subscribed to our podcast. It would mean the world to us, and it would help this podcast more than you know to expand our reach if you were to like, follow, or subscribe on any of the platforms that you're watching or listening on. Thanks again.